The best way that I can say it is the God that we serve, the God that I serve, because we might serve somebody different, not you, but the people listening. The God that I serve, I know that he hardwired me for success, but society has programmed me to fail. I'll say that again. God has hardwired you to succeed, but then you got dropped into a society that has programmed you to fail.
Hi, everyone. I'm Matt Wagstaff, and welcome to another episode of the Live Long and Prosper podcast, where I discuss a number of topics related to living a life of balance, abundance, and happiness. Much of what is shared in this podcast is related to personal development, business, and financial literacy. In this episode, I'm super excited and very thankful to have my longtime childhood friend, Rebecca Garrett, who's going to be sharing some very powerful messages about fearlessness and how we can overcome that fear in order to thrive and be successful in life. She's gone from being a fourth grade teacher to being able to retire in her mid-30s, retire her mother, help others generate income, and just have a positive outlook on life and just continue to be successful. She has a lot of good words for you throughout this podcast episode that I'm sure you're going to have to take back some time just to contemplate, chew on, and ultimately take some action on. Hope you enjoy. Thank you for taking the time. I know you are a very busy lady doing your thing all over the place in a very positive way. And so today, let's have a good conversation. And for those who don't know who you are, Ms. Rebecca Garrett, can you please just give us a quick overview of who you are and what you do?
Of course, of course. Quick overview of who I am and what I do. So, of course, as Matt said, my name is Rebecca Garrett. I am originally from Buffalo, New York. I reside in Atlanta, Georgia now. I've been here for maybe about 15 years. I am a retired educator. I taught in Atlanta Public Schools for about 12 years, fourth graders, math and science. And then I dove into entrepreneurship. Things started going very well. And so at the age of 35, I walked away from the classroom, retired myself, and also was able to retire my mom. I'm a part of a home-based business, and I've been able to earn about $1.5 million over the last 2.5 years. And I've been able to help a lot of other people earn income as well. And so that is what I do full time. And I'm also launching my own thing called Life by Design Academy. I'm very much so into manifestation, like you said, the positivity, motivation, inspiration, goal setting, you know, type of vibe. So I'm doing that too.
Woo! 1.5 million. Look at you. Go ahead. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's amazing. Amazing. I love that. I love hearing that story. That's beautiful. And retired mom. Congratulations. That's phenomenal. So we are in this quarantine, but I see you are very active, quarantine or not, which is phenomenal. I just want to understand, or if you can just share with the folks, I try to ask this question to a lot of people who come on the show, is how are you maintaining your level of sanity and or balance during this quarantine?
I don't even know if it's possible to maintain sanity or balance, to be very honest with you. I think we all have our buttons and things that make us go absolutely insane. But for me, I will definitely say my sanity comes from not overindulging in anything. You know, social media is great. It's amazing. I earn a lot of income off of social media. And although it looks like I'm on social media a lot, I promise you I am not. I typically only use social media to build relationships, and I post for profit. So I'm very much so not getting caught up in the comparison game and all the stuff that you see on social media. I think that steals a lot of people's joy, and that is where they start to go crazy and lose their mind. Also, I think people during this time are focusing on too much of what they don't have and the lack of, instead of appreciating, you know, what they do have right now. It's not like before quarantine, like life was amazing. and everything was going great, where you had no time to slow down, to think, to pause, to spend time with your family. And so you have to stop and reflect on all of those things in a positive light. So for me, that definitely helps me maintain my sanity. As far as balance is concerned, I think that when you go hard at anything in life, and right now I have a goal that I'm trying to achieve by the time I'm 40. I set out and I gave myself 5 years, and I have 35 to 40. And so I think when you're trying to achieve anything in life, as much as you try to have balance, there's always going to be something that suffers. And so for me, one of the main reasons that I retired my mom, although, I absolutely love her and I would have done it anyway, is because I don't want my child to suffer through me trying to, secure the bag and get all this stuff done through entrepreneurship. So when I retired my mom, I purposely moved her into my home to make sure that my son would have the best next in line in the event that I was busy or whatever. So I know everybody doesn't have that luxury, but that definitely helps me when it comes to balance, because I can go all day, on the work side with my entrepreneurial stuff, and I don't necessarily have that mom guilt as a single mom, because I know like my mom has it under control.
That's awesome. So you outsourced a little bit of that. Mm-hmm. Duty there, like, to who better than grandma?
Exactly.
That's awesome. That's great. So it sounds like you have a really good perspective mentally in terms of how you want your life to run and operate. And so it allows you to have a proper perspective when you're operating and maneuvering through life. And the social media comparison piece is huge. I mean, mental illness due to social media is crazy, I can imagine. And with you being very conscious about, not putting yourself in that rat race and trying to chase the Joneses and all these things through social media. Because, it's all facade for the most part.
Yep. All of it.
So, I mean, to be conscious and aware of that is huge. And then the perspective of gratitude and really showing that attitude of gratitude through being appreciative of what you do have versus what you don't have is huge. So I definitely can appreciate it. And I feel and I resonate with all that, everything you just shared there.
Yes.
Good stuff. So for you right now, balance is just essentially, the best as it can be at this point, but you understand that balance can be out of whack given what your goals are. And if you have very aggressive goals, then you need to spend more time on them, and some other things just may have to suffer. And as long as you're okay with it, it sounds like you're good.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, balance at this point is making sure that I brush my teeth in the morning, I actually work out, and I don't forget to eat. Like, that is balance for me. I am very much so, I have tunnel vision on what I want to achieve. And so I am okay with sacrificing the now. The only thing I wasn't okay, like I said before, with sacrificing was my child. You know what I mean? He didn't ask for any of this. So he was the only thing I wasn't willing to sacrifice. So that's when my mom came into play. But I am willing to sacrifice everything else for the right now, for this 5-year period. I have about 2 years left to go ahead and secure my life the rest of the time that I have on earth. You know what I'm saying? By the time I'm 40, like, I'm free. Like, I ain't got to do nothing else. Oh, I'm good. I ain't worried about balance or none of that. We're going to go ahead and make this thing do what it do. I ain't even worried about it. We're going to have plenty of balance when I'm done with this. Like, for real.
I got a feeling that when it's all said and done and you crush the goal, not just hit the goal, but when you crush the goal, there's going to be another goal.
I know. Yo, I think so too. And I'm really trying to not be that person. I'm really trying not to be that person. But I have a feeling that I will have another goal. However, I can definitely say it won't be as aggressive, because I'm going to enjoy life. I am literally going to enjoy life. So if the goals that I decide to create moving forward, they won't be as aggressive. They won't be as, I won't have as much tunnel vision. I won't be working crazy hours and stuff like that. But I know, Jesus, I know I'm gonna come up with something else.
And that's fine. Like, the name of this podcast is Live Long and Prosper. So as long as you're doing something that's going to help yourself live longer, have some longevity from your legacy and be happy. Hell, you might be happy chasing goals. So if that makes you happy, then go for it.
Exactly. Facts.
Yeah. It makes you, you're brushing your teeth and working out. I love that. That's two good goals.
And drinking water.
Balance right there.
Yep.
Done. All right, so let's talk a little bit about priorities. So you do have mom at home, you have your son, you have your businesses, you have drinking water and brushing your teeth and working out your health. So talk to me just a little bit about how you prioritize those things in life.
So I am very big on something called progressive calendaring. So if anybody is struggling with time management and just trying to fit it all in, it's crazy because as much as I earn, I still don't just run around spending money for no reason. So I'm all about the free. So if you hop on Google and you type in 15-minute calendar or something like that, like you can get a PDF. And it breaks your days up literally in 15 minutes. And this is how I started. I don't have to do it now, but when I first got started, that's what I did. And it gives you 15-minute increments from like 7 in the morning to 11 at night. The reason I started using that is because I think we all wake up in the morning and we envision this amazing day that we're going to have. And granted, your day can be amazing every morning when you wake up, but we do not have a real sense of time as human beings. We feel like we have just all the hours in the day to get stuff done, and we really don't. And so when I first started on my journey, especially for entrepreneurship, I was also a full-time educator. So I was going to work every single day teaching fourth grade. I would come home. I had mommy duties, homework with my son, cleaning the house, cooking dinner, all of that type of stuff. And so you feel like you have all this time, but you really don't. And so I started to print that calendar out, and I would take a black permanent marker and I would literally black out all of the times that stuff had to be done that took a priority. So if Garrett had basketball practice at a certain time, if I knew at a particular time I was going to be driving to and from work, if I knew these were the hours that I was at work, if I knew on this particular day I was going for worship, on this particular day I was doing this, if I knew, I had everything mapped out. And then once you black that out, you will clearly see that you don't have time to play games with your life if you really plan on doing something. You really only have a couple of hours during the day, and not, sometimes not even a couple. And so for me, that's how I started to prioritize everything that I needed to do. It helped me to stop procrastinating. It helped me to stop trying to be, doing a million things at one time. Because when you do that, you really don't get anything done. You know those times where you're like, oh, I'm gonna sit down and work on this. And while you're supposed to be working on that, you are answering text messages, you're washing clothes, you're cleaning up the house, you talking to the kids, you're doing a million different things. And so honestly, something that could have took you 15 minutes ends up taking an hour, and it's not even your best work because you're doing a million things at once. So for me, I still stick by that. It's just I don't have to actually print those calendars out, but in my head, I know exactly what I'm doing. And then as far as prioritizing, it's kind of like if nobody, the stuff that if somebody's going to die, that has to go first. If nobody is going to die, then it's on the bottom of the list. I believe in deadlines. So if I told somebody, like, hey, I will have this to you by a certain time, that definitely takes priority because, especially in, the business world, all you have is your word. And so people are banking on you doing what you say you're going to do by a certain time. But that's basically how I prioritize everything.
Oh, that's phenomenal. And progressive calendaring is a new term to me. I've heard about the blocking, the time blocking, but progressive calendar and that phrase is new to me. So I got to look that up a little bit there. I like it. And the prioritization of are you dying? Yes or no?
Yes, that's
And followed by have I made a promise to you? Yes or no?
Yep, there you go.
Done. After that, you can yes, I like that. So whether it's your son, mom, you yourself, business colleague, are you
Yep.
dying or did I make a promise?
Yep, like real, I'm talking like legit. That's how we roll. Yep.
There it is. All right. Hey, it's working for you. So keep going with
Yep.
it. And just so I'm understanding as well, the 15 minute pieces. So you're working in 15 minute increments or you're blocking out, like how is that working in, again?
So typically, so when I first started, it really was working in 15-minute or 30-minute increments. And the reason is because I don't know about everybody else listening, but my attention span is shot. So I can't sit there and work on anything for like an hour anyway. So I'm the type of person that I'll do something for 15 minutes or 30 minutes, and then I'll take like 2 minutes and listen to a song, or I don't know, do something. But yeah, I would literally do stuff for 15 minutes. So in my business, I work with a lot of people and I do a lot of follow-ups and I do just different things. So for example, if anybody is listening that runs a business online, you know how you get on social media and you just scroll and scroll and scroll and you get lost? I don't have time for that. So what I'll do is on my calendar, it's like, okay, I'm gonna do 15 minutes of engagement on social media, 15 minutes to answer inboxes, 15 minutes to make a post, 15 minutes, you know what I'm saying? If I'm gonna spend an hour on social media, it needs to be income generating activities. If it's not making me money, then I don't need to be doing it. So I will break up whatever activities that I have to do so that I'm very, very strategic about what I'm doing and I don't get caught just wasting time. Now, granted, do I scroll on social media sometimes? Of course. But when I do it, it's not during, I guess you can say, the time that I have on my calendar. If I'm scrolling on social media, it's because I'm laying in the bed, I don't have anything scheduled, and I'm about to fall asleep anyway, or whatever the case may be. It's not during the time when I'm supposed to be participating in income generating activities.
I love it. So you actually have a time period every day that is designated specifically to income generating activities, it sounds.
Exactly. Yep.
That's beautiful. And it sounds like a little bit of that fourth grade educator where you got the time blocking is being used here. I like that.
Definitely. It's funny because I used to be so mad at my parents and be like, yo, why the hell did y'all let me go to school for education? Why did y'all think this was a good idea? And it's so crazy how things come full circle because I think that I am as successful as I am right now because all of the skills that I just transferred from the classroom. You know, skills are transferable. You might go from one career to the next or one thing to the next, but as long as you got the skill set, you can apply it anywhere. So that's the crazy part about it. So definitely some of the teacher stuff in there.
Beautiful. And so any teachers that are listening right now, you too can make 1.5 million in 2 years with a lot of hard work, time blocking and prioritizing by death and promises. There it is. All right. And the intentionality is beautiful too. That keeps it laser focused. You're very intentional and everything has a purpose. And that's the only way it seems like you can achieve these big goals is in the amount of time we have. Right. All right.
Exactly.
So we are in a very, let me see, trying time to say the least with everything that's going on. And a lot of folks are scared, wondering about what's going to happen next. And to really use some encouragement or just a different way of thinking potentially. So I'm curious from someone like yourself who seems to have the proper mindset as well as has been successful and also helped others be successful. What would you say people should consider during this time period in order for them to thrive and empower themselves?
You will have me preach a whole sermon on this joint talking about this. So let me try to make sure I don't go overboard. Okay. So I truly believe, in anybody that's listening, if they have been personally affected by COVID-19, if they have lost loved ones, my family has as well. Please understand that nothing that I say is meant to be insensitive or to belittle the situation and take away from the seriousness of it, like at no point in time. However, I truly believe that every situation can have a positive outcome. It all just depends on how you view it. And so, one of my favorite books is Outwitting the Devil by Napoleon Hill. If you have never read that book, you need to read it. It's literally sitting on my desk right now. And so when you started talking about fear, I grabbed it because that book is all about fear. And I'm going to read this quick section out of it. But the thing that people have to realize is out of turmoil, out of problems, out of all these different things, like, yo, that is when millionaires are born, literally. If you can create a solution to a problem that the masses have, then you're golden. So at the end of the day, there are going to be people that come out of this on complete opposite sides of the spectrum. There are going to be people who just get into their creative space They're going to create businesses. They're going to blow it out of the water. They're not going to allow this to slow them down. And then there's going to be other people that sit around and they're going to sing the story of woe is me. And so it all boils down to your mind and when it comes to fear. So the name of this book is called Outwitting the Devil. If you pick it up, please do not allow the messenger to have you miss the message. Do not worry if he is really having a conversation with the devil or not. You can call the devil negative energy. You can call him the opposition. I don't care what you call him, but please don't miss the message in the book. And so he's doing an interview with the devil and he asked him, how do you control people? And he says, one of my cleverest devices for mind control is fear. I plant the seed of fear in the minds of people. And as these seeds germinate and grow through use, I control the space they occupy. The six most effective fears are fear of poverty, criticism, ill health, loss of love, old age, and death. And then he further goes on to say, I deliberately discourage people from accumulating material wealth because poverty discourages men from thinking and makes them easy prey for me. At the end of the day, I feel like everything that we are watching on the news, I'm not trying to say that you should not be aware, but it is nothing but negativity after negativity after negativity that you are reading, and it is doing nothing but planting seeds of fear inside of your mind. Now, there's going to be some people that are like, oh, Rebecca, you've earned A, B, C, D, E, F, G, so it's easy for you to say that. This is a whole nother podcast. We would have to have this discussion, but you would have to understand that 2.5 years ago, I was driving to school, crying every day. I was contemplating suicide. I was thinking about driving onto the other side of oncoming traffic, and I was clinically diagnosed with depression. So please understand that the Rebecca that you're talking to now was not the same person 2.5 years ago. I literally started to dive into personal development. I started to cultivate myself. I started to really study manifestation and understand that the God that I serve wants me to live an abundant life. And the same power that he has, of course, I don't yield all of it, but he placed a small amount of that inside of me. And all I have to do is learn how to harness it. And so I don't operate in fear. Fear does not exist to me. If you think about any and everything that you want to accomplish in life, 9 times out of 10, it's only fear that's holding you back. But when you sit down and write all of the things that will happen if you attempt to do that thing, even if you don't achieve it, none of those things are like the end of the world. Okay, you're going to experience rejection. You might be embarrassed. You might lose a couple of dollars. You might this, you might that. But it's like, so what? So you're going to allow these fearful things, you know, to stop you from literally attaining what is yours. Like, abundance is your birthright, but we turn on the news. This is the best way I can say it, because I promise you I could go on and on about this topic. The best way that I can say it is the God that we serve, the God that I serve, because we might serve somebody different, not you, but the people listening. The God that I serve, I know that he hardwired me for success, but society has programmed me to fail. I'll say that again. God has hardwired you to succeed, but then you got dropped into a society that has programmed you to fail. So the best thing that you can do during this time, while you have all of this time because of social distancing and you can't go here, you can't go there, some people are at home, is you need to start to sit down, get quiet within yourself, decide what the hell you want out of life, and go get it, because nobody is going to give it to you, but you can definitely have it if you put forth the effort and understand that you're worthy of it. But a lot of people don't understand that. So personal development is everything. So that is what everybody should be doing right now. Personal development, so that they can have the inner work done. The outside work, the physical work, that's easy. It's the inner work and the mental untangling of everything that has been programmed inside of you, which is the hard work that takes time and quietness for people to do. But because of the world that we live in, people usually don't get that quiet time. Well, they have it now. You don't have an excuse.
Oh my God. You just nailed so many things on the head right there, girl. You built the house with all those nails. You just hammered it.
That's why I said, let me stop, because I can go on and on and on and on and on. Like, that is my, that's my jam right there.
Well, for you to be as successful as you have, for not just yourself, but for others, I mean, you have to have that mentality. And And to be an entrepreneur, there's a level of insanity and fearlessness that goes along with that. And I think you nailed it right on the head. That book, anyone listening right now, Outwitting the Devil by Napoleon Hill, absolutely probably want to pick that up during this time period. I don't know if it's on audio or not. So if you're not a big reader, like physical book reader,
It is.
grab that audio book, invest the $7.99 or whatever it is to get it.
No, that could go on YouTube and get that joint for
Oh
free.
my God. So I'm gonna be on it tonight, just by the way. So that'll be my third audio book I finished over the last 5 days. Oh my God, Rebecca, that was great. I think there's quite a few things you said in there. The quote around the hardwiring for success, but the programming for failure. I mean, that is, oh my God. We could have, yeah, we'll be having another episode just on that. I like to bring folks back for second episodes, and that'll be our second episode. We got to dive deeper into that one
Cool.
for sure. So 2.5 years, almost 3 years of professional development for you, and it's yielding beautiful results. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. It definitely it was a journey. You will learn a lot about yourself. We stop ourselves from being successful. It's crazy. We self-sabotage. It's crazy.
Right. And I mean, there's so much abundance in this world, and we operate out of a almost a lack mentality
Yep.
or a scarcity mentality, I should say. And
Yep.
there's more than enough money, more than enough land, more than enough resources.
Yes.
You just have to get out of that mindset. So, oh my God, yes, you nailed it. Super nailed it. All right, Rebecca, if anybody is trying to get in contact with you and wants to either connect with you about business or just some tips on how they can just live that abundant life, how can they reach you?
So I am on Facebook and Instagram. I try to be on Instagram often, but y'all, I'm not. But on Facebook, I'm just Rebecca Garrett. On Instagram, my handle is at I am Rebecca Garrett. I have red glasses. That's how you'll easily find me. On my Instagram picture, I don't have on red glasses, though. I think I have on a red dress. But yeah, either one of those, just hit me up.
Awesome. And for a business standpoint, do you want to put a plug in for your business, or you want to let that happen later?
I try not to put plugs,
Okay.
but I will just say that I am a part of the largest online shopping club in North America, and what we do is extremely simple. There's no selling. People just switch their stores and shop online, and we've been able to kill it. I know I mentioned what I did, but most importantly, my team. In that same amount of time, I've helped them earn over $12 million cumulatively. So that's more important than my success. If you will dig down and help other people achieve their goals, God will bless you so abundantly, you won't even know what to do.
Awesome. That is beautiful. And so I got to link you with my past guest, Tracy Williams, who was talking the same positive talk around building the teams and focusing on people first. So that's amazing. That's amazing. Rebecca, this has been phenomenal. So happy to have you on the show. So happy to catch up. Definitely got to have you back on for another episode.
I'm looking forward to it. Just let me know and let's do
All right,
it.
we will absolutely do that. Thank you, Rebecca.
All right, appreciate it. Deuces.
All right. All right. Thank you so much again to Rebecca for joining us today on the show, providing some very positive and powerful words for us to live by and to really contemplate as we are trying to thrive and be successful throughout this life. Remember to not operate in fear, and also that we are hardwired for success, but society has programmed us to fail. Make sure that you're following Rebecca on her social media. Also, you can reach out to her on her email as well. I'll put that in the show notes. As always, I hope that this episode and this podcast is adding value to you and your family members. We would love for you to share this with anyone who you think it would add value to their life as well. And as always, live long and prosper.